Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Water is an integral part of oil sands production, so it's no surprise corrosion from water was a major topic of discussion at OSHO 2009. That's the Oil Sands and Heavy Oil Materials and Integrity Workshop, hosted by the Alberta Research Council. Brian Tachak is a maintenance and reliability specialist with Suncor Energy. He was also a co-chair of OSHO 2009.
The corrosion causes corrosion scales to develop on the equipment, which affects the heat transfer, which affects the economic performance of the equipment. The fouling and plugging can also lead to higher pressure drops and therefore less flow. And of course, corrosion can lead to leak failures or worse, you know, rupture failures. So there's a lot of problems that the corrosion can cause, and there's a lot of different ways we can mitigate that with the injection of specialty chemicals to inhibit the corrosion. There are better materials, alloys, non-metallic materials that we can use. And there's even operating and maintenance strategies that we talk about.
Brian Tachak says downtime from equipment failures costs the oil sands industry millions of dollars per day. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.